Honourable PFM, you having scrambled eggs for breakfast? 7:40 downtown, Sage's Cottage, out in the wild.
We are.
We are out in the wild, and we have been joined
and we're going wild.
Scott Sheedy, who is the one of the co-founders of the magnificent record fair that we've been chatting about
for
the last few weeks.
Very excited about this.
It is very exciting. Welcome along.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks, Amy and team, for having me.
It's great.
Oh, pleasure.
I was looking at your social media posts last night, and there's some covers of some of the albums that are going to be available, and especially get the early bird tickets, because you might need to, because there's some awesome, awesome collectible albums there.
Yeah, we try and cater for everyone. So we have sort of your highly sought after collectible ones that are hard to get, but then we have all the way down to, you know, $5 bargain bin items that are for sale from the various sellers.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
What's some of the high end stuff? Like what does that sell for? Are we talking hundreds of dollars, or are we talking?
It just depends on A, the condition, and B, the rarity of the album.
Yep.
But, you know, you think about, you mentioned about the birthdays earlier about Brian Johnson. Mm. ACD's a classic. If you've got the early ACDC albums, and when they were in their heights in the 70s,
TNT.
They had a members club. So basically the first printings or pressings of the records that came off were actually sold to their special members clubs, and they're identified with like a little roux on them, and those in good condition for sale can sell for $300, $400, $500.
Wow.
But then you can get your $50, $60 ACDC records, and that's on par with buying a brand new one, which those sorts of prices in retail.
Do autographs make them worth more money or not?
Well, that's a debatable topic, that one.
Yeah.
Because,
well, let's do it.
let's do it. It depends on if people want to buy it.
Well, generally people have a personal experience about the autograph. So they remember being there, seeing the band or at the show, getting the signature done. But then it's very hard to authenticate.
Yeah.
You know, 10, 15 years later.
Right.
And what you then run into the issue is some people, particularly collectors, can, you know, they have a peculiar lot sometimes. Mm. They can actually say, well, it downgrades the quality of the record by having a mark on it.
Yeah, it's not pristine.
Not on the cover. It's
especially the ones where they've not even opened them.
Yeah.
But I think, what's the point of that?
Personally, I've got a lot of signed albums that I've collected over from Diesel and Ross Wilson and all sorts of bands. And I just find, as a collector, I love having the signed ones, particularly when they put your name on it.
Yeah.
Then you know that you're not just trying to flip it and make money off it.
Yeah.
When it's addressed to you, it's that personal touch.
Yeah, right. I feel the same with books. When the author's signed your name inside them.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I think you're right. That makes it really special to Sammy from XXXX. So, there's...
And when you're a long-term collector, you spend a lot of time looking at records in op shops or wherever. You come across all sorts of oddities. So I can't prove it, but I've got signed albums from Dame Joan Sutherland.
Right.
You know, from people that, you know, were some of the worldwide superstars back in the day.
Historically relevant. Yeah.
No idea if it's authentic, but, you know, you found it in an op shop, $2 bin, you know.
and, you know, it could happen, couldn't it? You know, especially like, you know, nobody wanted to listen to it in their family and it just gets passed along.
That's right.
Sometimes like really good furniture.
I've just remembered that I've got Margaret Thatcher's book at home, and it says to John, with love from Margaret, and it wasn't me.
of having a common name.
It was somewhere, and I went, oh, buy that.
Yeah, but would you be able to sell that?
No, to another John, yes.
To another John who wants to spin a tale that they knew.
So tell us a little bit more about the fair. Yes.
Yeah, no, thanks, John. So we've been running for a few years now, and we've got a great partnership going with Dean and the team at God's Kitchen and Band Room in Mornington. They're a great, Dean's a great supporter of local music and local acts, and they're a great venue. We really appreciate the opportunity to do the outside or the live broadcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be something we've not done before, which
is
exciting.
Yeah.
Having Peter along, and I think, there's an opportunity there for patrons on the day to actually be interviewed live on radio with Peter and talk about the record they've just bought, spin a track even off it. And
Pete Smedley's the perfect person for his crackle segment on the...
So we'll have the downstairs and upstairs section of the God's Band Room, which is the old Beaches building in Mornington, full with sellers. We'll probably have somewhere close to 15,000 albums for sale.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so there'll be plenty of choice for everyone. and that's a mix of some sellers will have new vinyl, like brand new, recent presses, and then you'll have your old collectible stuff, secondhand stuff as well.
Do people pay to get in?
We charge a $5 early bird for the first hour only. So from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, it's $5. And what that just does is just put that sort of attraction around the people that want to be first in the door to have that maximum choice.
And serious people.
Get that item that people are going to fight over.
Yep.
But from 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock, it's free entry. Okay.
Fantastic.
God's Kitchen will be serving coffees in the morning from the venue, and then they open their lunch and drink menu from midday next door. So you can grab a bite to eat, make a full day of it. Of course, make sure you vote, because that's the
voting day, isn't it?
It's on the referendum day. So I won't introduce politics, but make sure you get your vote done on the day.
Yep, so then, people will be out and about.
They'll be out and about in Mornington. And the thing we're going to do is we're going to give away a Lucky Door prize from our long-term sponsor partner, which is Project Audio Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a $700 turntable that will be given away for free to one of our patrons.
I could do with a new turntable.
Yeah. And we're going to draw that live just prior to the end of the live broadcast.
Oh, great.
On the radio just before
There's
2.
There's a good chance that you're going to win this.
Yeah. So
I'm going down.
If you know Pete Smedley.
Yeah. So if you come along, and there'll be signs and QR codes to register for the prize, and you've got to be there.
Yeah.
So you've got to be there, hang around or come back and be there and for your chance to win.
Well, we'll be going down to check out the live broadcast at some stage, won't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll also have Clint Heinland, a local boy, part of the Something for Kate band,
yep,
dropping in and being interviewed by
I have a collector album of Something for Kate that I bought like 2 years ago, somewhere in the lockdowns, can't remember the time. It's a coloured thing.
Coloured vinyl, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Clint will be happy to sign that for you on the day. And,
I can get a signature.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
It'll make it worth less money, though.
I don't care.
Maybe. it sounds fantastic. How many people do you think you'll attract on the day to come through?
Yeah, so we've typically had anywhere between 300 to 500 people through for the day. At some of our past fairs.
It's probably going to be more this year now that people are out and about more.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've been lucky to have a few special guests. We had Mark Seymour come to one of our earlier ones, and he signed some vinyl, so recently appearing in the grand final after I'm entertainment.
Yeah.
And we hope some other surprises might happen on the day, but it'll be good fun.
Fantastic.
Certainly worth turning up.
Mm. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, mate, thanks for calling. I know you've got a busy day, and we sort of strangled you to come in.
No, I appreciate it.
So Morning Peninsula Record Fair at God's Kitchen, God's Band Room, and that's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Saturday the 14th of October, and you can look us up, as you mentioned, only Morning Peninsula Record Fair on Facebook, and follow the event, follow us. We send out newsletters if you subscribe to our website on mprf.com.au.
Excellent. And if you forget any of this, just look on the RPP Facebook page, which you're obviously all following.
Yes.
And we're sharing everything on there
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely,
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you
very much.
Good luck with the event. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success.
Yeah,
it's going to be huge.
Half your support.
Mm. Okay, bit of Toto.
Oh,
Toto.
Yeah, hold the
snare drum.
Yep, that's the one.